Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, and later in the show, we're going to revisit when we took the show on the road to Seattle for a live performance from grunge pioneers Mudhoney. But first, we've got a list of our favorite songs for virtual vacations.
Greg, I know it's true for you as well, but I am going stir crazy, and it seems ingracious just to even complain about it when so many people have it so much worse and are suffering, and those on the front lines at grocery stores, in trucks, or in the hospitals are really risking their lives so that we can be safe. So, you know, for them, as much as for us, we decided, as a great idea that our producer Alex Claiborne had, what if we took some trips with music? If only in our heads, in the space between the headphones, we're going to leave our homes in anticipation of the day when soon we will have real vacations again.
Yes, indeed, Jim. Speaking of vacations, that prompted my first choice here as a virtual vacation track. I've spent a lot of time in Georgia over the last 30, 40 years because of the fact that I have in-laws in Georgia. My wife's family moved down there from Illinois right around the time we got married and have been there ever since. When we had kids, that was our vacation. You know, we weren't going anywhere. We were taking them to see their, you know, grandma and grandpa down in Georgia outside of Atlanta. Gladys Knight and the Pips performed one of many great songs about Georgia. The song Midnight Train to Georgia, their big hit from 73. Written by one Jim Weatherly, a guy who wrote about a dozen songs for Gladys Knight, and they were great. This is one of the greatest. I love this song. I think the beauty of it is it talks about this person who's gone to L.A., and it proved too much for the man, so he's leaving the life he's come to know. He said he's going back to find what's left of his world, the world he left behind not so long ago. I always found, for me, Georgia represented a sanctuary. It was a place to go. Downtime for me, a place to regroup, you know, in between work stints, chill out, spend some time with relatives, let the kids spend some time with their grandparents. And it was just a wonderful break from the routine, which we, for the time being, can't do. So I'm going to send this out to all my relatives in Georgia who I miss very much. Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia on Sound Opinions.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long.
That is Midnight Train to Georgia from Gladys Knight and the Pips, one of my virtual vacation tracks. Jim, you got one for us next.
I do, Greg. I'm going to India. I have never been there. And I don't know, you know, if it's on the top of my vacation designs in the future, but the India song from Big Star's number one record is, I think, a great example of a pop song that projects being in another place. And it does it so well and so viscerally that you can feel the humid warmth of India around you while you listen to this song. You know, it stands out on number one record because it was written by the bassist, Andy Hummel, who died in 2018 when, you know, Big Star was driven by one of the best songwriting teams in the history of popular music, right up there for my money with Lennon McCartney or Colin Moulding and Andy Partridge of XTC, Chris Bell and Alex Chilton. And then here comes this little song, and it is, it's a short song with only two verses that is so evocative. I'd like to go to India, live in a big white house in the forest, drink gin and tonic and play a grand piano, read a few books far from what hardens my heart. I just love that song and mm-hmm. that imagery. I guess, you know, we could say it's a little bit like the best of Rudyard Kipling, a little imperialistic maybe, but I don't think so. I think it's a song about love and longing to be in a place that is exotic and foreign and anywhere but here right now. Big Star, the India song on Sound Opinions. India song by Big Star, a little lost gem by a lost cult favorite band. Greg, you got another vacation pick?
That's a great choice, Jim. I do. My first couple of picks here are going to be a little nostalgic. I'm talking about places that I have been to and long to see again. The first song I played from Gladys Knight and the Pips was about Georgia, a state that I visited many times over the decades. And the next song I'm going to play is about Austin, Texas. Jim, you know a little bit about Austin as well as I do.
Yeah, I merely went to South by Southwest 19 years in a row. I think you were up at 22 or 23.
No, I was up to, this would have been my 31st year in a row going to South by Southwest in March.
I miss it.
I did not go for the first time. The whole conference got canceled. Even if I wanted to go, it wouldn't have been able to. And I do miss Austin at this time of year. It was one of those cities you go to enjoy the food, enjoy the people, enjoy the great music that's there. And this song pays tribute to Austin, although it's somewhat buried. You kind of got to know your geography and your scenery if you do appreciate it as an Austin song. It was written by the then Austin-based band Spoon from the album Girls Can Tell in 2001. And it describes the relationship that singer Burt Daniel had with one Eleanor Friedberger, then of Fiery Furnaces. She was a student at the University of Texas in Austin. And this song sort of frames that relationship around. Eleanor is never named in the song, but you can tell that that's who it's about. Because he's talking about a 19-year-old woman at the standing outside of Sound Exchange, this great record store in Austin, Texas, that I used to frequent, and I know that you went there, Jim. Mm-hmm. That was the place for people to find really cool stuff from the Austin scene, as well as a diverse array of records from around the world. But what it really highlighted was what was going on in the Austin underground in a really profound way. And then it had that really cool frog painting on the side of the building by Daniel Johnston, the great musician. So it was a landmark in Austin. It's no longer there, but I miss it. I miss Austin. I wish I was there again this year. I mean, maybe again soon. Spoon with Anything You Want on Sound Opinions.
So right. Why When you got the guns turned 180 degrees and finding out if it adds all up right, we go through all the same lines and sell out to appease, but go to sleep in a bed of lies. I've made my own more than once or twice. And now time is my time, time is my own. And I feel so alive, yeah, feel so alone. Cause you know you're the one, and that hasn't changed since you were 19 and still in school, waiting on a light on the corner of a south street.
That is Anything You Want from Spoon, talking about Austin, Texas.
You know, I'm envious of you because I was going to try to go choosing songs based on my favorite vacations ever. And it was difficult. I had a wonderful time in Montreux. But, you know, aside from Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple, right? You know, and the two best vacations I've ever taken in my life, and Carmel, my wife, agrees. One was to the Naples Campania region of Italy, from whence came Grandpa Alberto and Grandma Rose. And the other was to the Piedmont region in the north of Italy. And they're just, you know, there's a few Dean Martin era songs, but there's nothing about the specific places in Italy that I wish I was at right now. However, this is a great song about both Italy and something more. Rome Wasn't Built in a Day by Morcheeba. I go like years forgetting how much I loved Morcheeba in the late 90s and early 2000s, and then I get on this kick again where I play their entire catalog over and over and over. This wonderful trip-hop was the phrase at the time, folk, rock, pop, psychedelic trio with an incredible vocalist, Sky Edwards, and two brothers who were electronic music mavens, Paul and Ross Godfrey. And, you know, the kind of hypnotic grooves and sensual grooves that they created are just unforgettable. Rome Wasn't Built in a Day, a 2000 song from their third studio album, Fragments of Freedom, was a big hit in the UK, not so much here in the US, but I think it might be their best known song for many people. And it's both about the incredible city of Rome, but also about longing. I'm having a daydream. We're getting somewhere. I'm kissing your lips and running fingers through your hair. I'm as nervous as you about making it right. You know, but remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. In other words, this isn't happening now, but it will someday, and I can't wait until we get to that day. Here's Morcheeba on Sound Opinions. So easy to stress. before Chiba, Rome wasn't built in a day. Greg, the group comes together still every couple of years and puts out new recordings. After a short break, we will return with more virtual vacation songs. Get your passports ready on Sound Opinions, and we will take a trip to Seattle to revisit an afternoon of live music that we spent in that great city with Mudhoney. That's all coming up in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.